So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving and gracious God, we ask you to open our hearts to your Son's life and ministry, and to answer the call to be his disciples. May our response be rooted in the gospel. May we be ever mindful of the needs of our communities, and may our stewardship flow from a profound sense of gratitude for your many blessings. By the gift of the Holy Spirit, empower and inspire us to respond in a way that brings hope to others and reveals the love that comes to us through Jesus Christ. We ask this in his name, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Well, thank you all for being here. So we're here for making the most of Giving Tuesday for your diocese. So thank you for coming. My name is Dan Worsbowski. I'm the Associate Director for Plan Giving at the Diocese of Austin, and I'm happy to be here today to moderate the session for our energetic hosts. I think you chose the right session to come to after the first one after lunch, because just meeting these two lovely ladies, I can tell they have a lot of energy and a lot of charisma. They're going to keep you engaged in this session. So just introduce our speakers. So we have Jackie Browser, who all right. I love it. So Jackie's the parish service. Somebody's got to do that for Lisa, too, by the way. All right, we got it. So Jackie's the parish services manager at the Catholic Community Foundation for the Diocese of Cleveland. She also leads their We Give Catholic campaign, which aims to raise awareness and inspire generosity in support of Catholic parishes, schools, and Catholic charity sites, programs, and nonprofits across Northeast Ohio. Before joining the Catholic Community Foundation of Cleveland, Jackie was the admissions and development director at St. Francis Xavier School in, is it Medina, Ohio? Okay, so thank you. So Jackie, along with her family, are active parishioners at Holy Martyrs Parish in Medina. Her husband, Sean, daughter, and daughter, Sophia, serve as leaders of the greeting ministry there. So, and, sorry, go back. And Lisa Shalacy. All right. Okay. What a great audience. I love this. I'm glad I got selected to moderate this session. So since January 2023, Lisa has been the national director of I Give Catholic, which many of us are hopefully familiar with, that uses best practices of stewardship and digital technology to bring the Catholic community together to inspire and celebrate generosity. In her first year leading I Give Catholic on Giving Tuesday, the U.S. Catholic Church's annual day of giving, it resulted in over $20 million of generosity for almost 1,900 Catholic parishes and schools and other ministries in over 50 dioceses. That's pretty impressive. So her first priorities have been increasing shared learning opportunities, plug-and-play resources that maximize efficiency, as well as marketing and promoting efforts that benefit the entire I Give Catholic community. Previously, Lisa was the founding director of the Ignatian Volunteer Corps of New Orleans, development manager for Cafe Reconcile, a Jesuit-founded workforce development program in New Orleans. So before that, before her time in fundraising, she was an arts administrator with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra, Stanford University, and the San Francisco Opera. So with that, I will hand it over to our speakers and enjoy the presentation.
Is it there?
Do we have it? No?
Thank you so much.
All right.
And we've worked on this enough that we don't need our notes. We don't need our stinking notes. Let's get this closer so that we can work with it. There we go. Let's test this out here. And I'll switch back. That doesn't work. But that works. All right, so we'll just... Okay, so Jackie, do you
want to
introduce We Give Catholic?
I would love to.
Okay. So, I'm Jackie Browser. I'm from the Diocese of Cleveland with the Catholic Community Foundation, and we host Northeast Ohio's online Day of Catholic Giving. It's always on Giving Tuesday. We have over 230 Catholic organizations that participate in We Give Catholic in our diocese, with parishes, schools, diocesan nonprofits, and nonprofits not associated with our diocese that are still faith-based. We launched in 2016, and to date, we have raised over $17 million in those 8 years. This will be our ninth year. Super excited. We are hoping next year for our 10-year anniversary that we can say we have already raised $20 million. So we're hoping to raise at least $3 million this year. And like Lisa, our focus is to raise awareness and to help the Catholic community give Catholic.
So we're going to apologize for all of the back and forth because we were hoping to have one of these on this and the other one anyway. So we're just going to apologize. We're also going to say that we are so excited about our campaigns. I know you can't tell. So we have so much to say that some of these slides are going to be dense, and we're not going to read every word on the slide for you. You're welcome. So we will hope to get to the high points and the important points. And then if you're interested, you can download these slides. We'll put them on the app as soon as we have access to internet again, but we'll put them up on the app so you can download them, and our email addresses are at the end of the slide so you can contact us with questions. But just so you know, we've got a lot of stuff that we want to share with you, and the whole point here was just last year we were talking about all we've learned in the past 9 years for you, 10 years in my campaign, and how we want to be able to share that out. So here it is, and I hope it's helpful. I Give Catholic, we are now considered the creator and host of the U.S. Catholic Church's annual Giving Day on Giving Tuesday, started in 2015. A national movement. Okay, I told you I wasn't going to read it, so I'm not going to read it. But it was launched as a program of the Archdiocese in New Orleans, and the idea was to harness the interest and the energy behind Giving Tuesday and the regional community giving days to support Catholic parishes and schools, specifically the ones that did not have professional marketing or fundraising staff, to be plug and play, to be easy, to be fun, to build Catholic community. In the first year, they raised $1.3 million. So that got some attention from some other dioceses. And so since then, it's grown from there. We are now an independent nonprofit ministry since 2017. Does the clicker work now?
No, I was really hoping.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, wait. Now a light turned on.
No, that was my finger. So this is
second piece of technology that is not working for us.
It's just like I like the real books rather than the physical books, rather than the e-books or audiobooks. My finger works just fine. Okay, I'll just use my finger. So this is a brief history of kind of I Give Catholic and how we started in New Orleans and how it's grown over the several years. Now we're up to 50 dioceses. We're now like a co-op, is what I call it. Two staff at the national office that we in my email. Okay, so that we can empower and support our partner dioceses, and then who they can be empower and support and recruit their local ministries, Catholic schools, parishes, and organizations to inspire and celebrate generosity. So it's kind of a co-op model, economy of scale, to try to make things more efficient, so it's less work that you have to do. That's how we're built on. So the relationship through us, I Give Catholic mentored the predecessors to us. I Give Catholic mentored the Diocese of Cleveland when Patrick Grace over here said, well, that's interesting. Let's do that. We want to do that in Cleveland too. And when other dioceses, they also were successful, and other dioceses thought, well, we want to do that too, but we don't want to do all the work you two are doing. Cleveland was not interested in supporting other dioceses. New Orleans was. So then there was arrangement that they were not supporting, but I'm saying managing campaigns. I apologize, Patrick. They have been, it's been an incredibly fruitful relationship since then because
I'm out.
Patrick, you're stealing our thunder.
His face is a little red back there.
It's been an incredibly fruitful partnership because Cleveland has been actually the most successful of the individual Catholic Giving Days on Giving Tuesday, and they share everything that they learn that then we try to pass on to all of our partners. So it's been a really great, and especially Jackie joined, she became her role right around the same time I did. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to be thought partners and be able to talk about the trends and the things we're seeing to try to help our respective communities. So We Give Catholic is not technically in I Give Catholic. It's a separate entity, but you would see them on our website, and it would direct to their webpage because we see them as such a close friend. And we both participate in the Giving Tuesday movement as national leaders, and they engage with us for that. All right, you want to take the next few, please?
Sure. So Giving Days, why don't we get a show of hands of if you participate in any type of Giving Day, if you've ever donated to a Giving Day, you have some knowledge of a Giving Day. Hands up.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
So pretty much Giving Days are fundraising events where they can be online or offline, and most of the time they are either localized to a region or they have it's a group of similar needs.
Causes.
Like, yes.
Yep.
So Catholic. And the point of Giving Days is to teach donors and participants all the ways they can support what is important to them. And it's crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is exciting because you can see how your dollars go and are contributed to the bigger picture. And friendly competition is what, you know, in Cleveland, we are all about friendly competition because it really drives our organizations. And we incentivize for every single training event, every milestone. So we are all about kind of doing that friendly competition to help build the cause and excitement.
Yeah.
It works. Okay, so Giving Days are very, very important because it's usually something that when you participate in it, it is bigger and more meaningful at a larger level. And it creates that sense of urgency because a lot of times Giving Days, they focus on one day, like Giving Tuesday. It's 24 hours. You have 24 hours to give. You can't give on Wednesday. You can't give on Monday. We want you to give on Tuesday. Don't miss the opportunity to support your favorite cause. Many of these Giving Days have opened for advanced giving or early giving ahead of time just to get the word out, because what are we trying to do as fundraisers? We want it easy on the donor to give how they want to give and how they can give. So many times these are opened up to, they're almost more events than Giving Days now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, well, it's an online and offline event.
Yeah.
We encourage live events too. We say, you know, which can you do? All of them, all of the
yes.
above. Anything, know your community and know what they're going to respond to. But, yeah, there's an online platform that in-person events can support. Yep.
Yep, and once again, we always are trying to find matches. If we have a large donor, we're trying to find matches to make the donor feel that, oh, my gosh, if I give $50, that's really going to turn into $100. And it's that sense of competition that I can help my organization more. So we do lots of challenges, peer-to-peer fundraising, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, so it's a fun opportunity to energize the people that already care about your organization mm-hmm. and attract new people who could care about your organization once introduced. A couple of stats that we've collected over the years about just thinking about managing a Giving Day versus a traditional in-person event and the staff time required, especially if you join a co-op like ours where we do all of the back-end prep work, templates, resources for you. But it's just, we all know we're too busy. Mm-hmm. So how do we maximize every hour that we have? And then it's also becoming more attractive to donors of a wide variety of ages. Having a platform that accepts mobile pay is really big for your younger donors that are like starting to practice philanthropy even in their 30s and growing older, making it easy. Again, the easy button.
Mm-hmm.
But then having the opportunity for someone who's not comfortable online to write that check, to put in cash in an envelope, bring it in, you know, making that all open in a Giving Day to all participate together in your different methods is it makes a giving day really exciting and possible because it's that inclusivity and that welcoming mm-hmm. of whoever you are, every one of you can make a big impact on this day. You can be a part of this big effort. Giving Tuesday. I mean, why are we on Giving Tuesday?
Because the rest of the world is.
Yes,
because you're getting emails on Giving Tuesday in your inbox to give to a dozen different organizations, and we need to be one of them. A lot of times there's different perspectives. People are like, well, I already get 10 emails on Giving Tuesday. Why don't we do something in May when we'll be the only one? Well, we use Giving Tuesday as a way to lift us up. If you think about at the local level, the parish level, the diocese is there to support and to help market at a broader scale. Well, if we go up another level, you have Lisa helping, like she said, co-op. And if we go up one more level, we have Giving Tuesday, who has started the hashtag, I think, early 2000s. Yeah. Where they're already marketing for us. And not everybody, because we train them every single year on what Giving Tuesday is. But they already do a lot of the hard work and awareness for us.
Yeah, the awareness is there. Donors are already trained to make gifts on Giving Tuesday. So my response is, if you're not asking, you're not getting. And the
100%.
Other organizations who are asking are getting. The other advantage of doing something in a – or being the host or convener of a campaign on Giving Tuesday, the benefit to your organizations is there's a whole lot of noise on Giving Tuesday. So if you're a part of a hashtag WeGiveCatholic, hashtag IGiveCatholic, those algorithms will start lifting your posts and your messaging up because you're a part of something that's getting popular on that day. So it helps you to kind of cut the noise rather than doing your independent Giving Tuesday thing on your website. Let's go ahead and talk about that.
And one last thing about Giving Tuesday. So Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, always. It kicks off the charitable season. Now, it's Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then it's Giving Tuesday. Something else that is very, very important here is that it also kicks off end of year giving,
yeah.
especially for our parishes. And so a lot of parishes use this opportunity to educate their parishioners that this can kick off end of year giving. And why put it in the middle of the year if we're also trying to educate? And we'll talk a little bit about that in a little.
And anybody who's trying to solicit or who does receive IRA QCDs at the end of the year, as people are thinking about, I need to make some distributions before the end of the year, boy, that's a great opportunity for a match, you know, and just apply it to your giving day to increase the ROI mm-hmm. on that big gift. But anyway, there's a lot of advantages of that. Not to mention, Giving Tuesday has incredible resources that mm-hmm. we benefit from and we try to carry on. They just started a new an AI chat site where you can ask a question about a Giving Tuesday campaign, and it was taught on all of the data, research, analytics, and resources that Giving Tuesday's created over the past 22 years to spit out answers to recommend to you how to build your campaign. So Giving Tuesday, it's great to lean into that, and they mm-hmm. are a great partner of ours. Benefits to participating organizations. I think this is kind of, I think you already know this a little bit, but unrestricted revenue, mm-hmm. new and younger donors, you know, you have an opportunity to engage your major donors, to celebrate their generosity, to acknowledge their generosity on a higher level, to get some ROI on those major gifts, like in those matches and those challenges and the sponsorships. Awareness building, this is what I said earlier, is like talking about an online charitable marketplace for Catholic causes. So if you're a donor or a philanthropist, somebody who has a financial capacity with a Catholic interest, this is just your playbook. This is your menu where you can start checking things off.
Fill your card up.
Yeah, right. Fill up your gift basket. But then you might get discovered when I was an organization that used iGiveCatholic to raise awareness of my organization and use it as my end of year appeal and my first appeal. I would regularly get new donors who just found me on the giving day. Mm-hmm. What a great gift that is for your organizations to be able to connect with Catholic-minded donors in the area. Capacity building. This is part of the mm-hmm. reason that Corey Howitt stepped in back here, our co-founder and now board president. The idea behind this is like give a practice tool to learn online fundraising and stewardship principles. So it's learn as you go. And we're the teachers mm-hmm. and we're trying to collect all those best practices. You would be doing the same so that your organizations can become more autonomous and independent and do better in their year-round fundraising and stewardship. So that's capacity building there. And then fundraising. What we're going to talk about later is one thing that's really great about recruitment is being you being the convener, and that's an opportunity for your organizations mm-hmm. to network and make friends among like-minded, you know, fundraisers, just like we're doing here at ICSC, and learn from one another.
So one of the reasons that a giving day would be so beneficial to diocesan partners is Lisa just touched on this a little bit, but you are providing assistance and training to local Catholic ministries that, like we've mentioned, maybe has nobody in development. And you're building those relationships. And it's so important to see that as an opportunity and to seize the opportunity at the diocesan level. We have, like I mentioned, we have parishes, schools, and ministries, and they are all looking to us to help them. And many times, Patrick Grace, he says, rising tides raise all boats. Mm-hmm. And it is so incredibly true to see it as an opportunity instead of just a burden. And we're always trying to support our donors and to build those relationships because we want to continually coach, train, and educate. We talk about this all the time. Those three words come out of my mouth all the time because we want the parishes to see us as a collaborative partner. We want them, when they hear about the Catholic Community Foundation in Cleveland and We Give Catholic, that they see us as an ally and a teammate. Because this isn't just for Giving Tuesday. This is for stewardship all year round. This is if they have a fundraiser, a dinner. We're teaching them how to steward their donors, how to thank their donors, how to reach out. We're teaching the admins how to communicate with their pastors and say, hey, this is how we need to get the word out and get excited about this campaign. Yeah. So,
I think over the past 10 years, I've heard from partners who've been with I Give Catholic for a long time. It's some of the surprise benefits mm-hmm. that they've been delighted with, like the growth in relationship between the diocese or the foundation and the organizations, and kind of breaking down some of that that sometimes happens to be a little mistrust, or you know, to see the foundation or the diocese as a resource and a collaborative mm-hmm. partner. Yeah. Oh, and why use a Giving Day platform? There are lots of reasons. Jackie put all of these. You can go ahead and jump in, girlfriend.
Lots of words. We will not read them all because there's that many reasons to use a Giving Day platform. First of all, visibility and reach. It is unbelievable. We heard through the grapevine of a parish trying to do a Giving Day just through their PayPal account.
Didn't work so well.
It did not.
And it was complicated.
Yes. It streamlines the donation process. You know, these Giving Day platforms, they are literally the lifeline to success. And there are so many features that are back end that if you're new and maybe you aren't part of I Give Catholic yet, you don't even know all the amazing features that are back end that you can get with a Giving Day platform. Not only does it help you to steward your donors with email lists, retention lists, but it also, their job is to make it user friendly. So your parishioners and your people in the diocese can support you with just a couple clicks of the button. And it makes everything smooth. And if you're thinking about running a campaign, it takes away so many struggles and so many, roadblocks that you don't even know might be coming.
So, okay, there's the next question, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to be completely transparent here because people talk to me about our competition all the time. I'm like, okay, great, but I believe in our product. But I've heard that at some point some organizations from I Give Catholic decided to Give Central approach them and said, oh, we can create a Giving Day page because they had already providing their online giving. If Give Central is your vendor for your online giving on your webpage, they can set up a Giving Tuesday page for you. So I think it's free. I've never done it, right? I haven't been on that side, and sometimes they see me as a competition, so I don't know how much information I get. But from what I understand, I think it's free for your users. And there's all of these other features that you get with Give Central. The challenge is that they keep trying to keep up with the big Giving Day platforms, and they're never quite there. The bells and whistles just aren't quite there. So when I look at the Catholic campaigns that they've created on Giving Tuesday, they really have not reached the potential that we've seen in Cleveland or some of our organizations. Just because those gamification, those energizing features that are on the platform, they just don't have them there in Give Central. Archdiocese of Baltimore did it last year. I think they raised like $62,000, which seems, I mean, we have many individual organizations that'll raise $62,000. So we know that the capacity is much larger there in Archdiocese of Baltimore. But that's there. If you are a Give Central vendor, you can talk to them about creating a Giving Tuesday page for you. I wish I could show you an example, but Give Central closed down their Giving Day pages after Giving Tuesday. Similar idea, if you're a Blackbaud user, they started Just Giving. They probably rolled it out, I think, in the spring, and it was supposed to be just around projects, project-based fundraising. But then they approached the Diocese of Allentown and said, I see you have this Cooks with Collars, you know, crowdfunding. We would love to use you as a beta test to expand our Just Giving into, like, a diocesan platform for you. So that is there. Want you to gain, again, transparency. If you're a Blackbaud user, it's there. And the advantage is that it's a direct integration with your database in Blackbaud. And so it's free for Razor's Edge users. I know if you'd use different parts of Blackbaud, there'd be different. You'd have to talk to them about that. Again, like Give Central, there's that easy part, but then they don't have all the bells and whistles. They don't, it's also new, so they're still building it out. The online transaction fees are 5% for Blackbaud merchant services on top of credit card fees. So just so you know, most platforms and the platforms we use, it's 2%. So that's a pretty big chunk. And look, we've seen donors and organizations struggle with online platform fees. So justifying that more than what we even have to justify seems like a big jump. But that's there. Again, I wish I could show you the example of Cooks with Collars. I saw it when it was live and active, but I guess they deactivated it. It would be an error if you try to go to the website right now. So it's probably similar to Give Central that because it's part of this website, it doesn't live all year round. And I think that's a disadvantage, honestly. Mm-hmm. People go to our sites all year round, mm-hmm. and they look at all that stuff. But anyway, so that's it. Neon One is a major Giving Day site. Mm-hmm. They have lots of features, and in fact, they just revamped and relaunched, and some of their, and I do have an example down there, San Angelo Gives, so if you download these slides, it's a hyperlink, you can click and dig around, and I think that campaign is either, no, it happened in May, so you can see the outcome, but it is slick. They have some slick features on there, very customizable stuff that just look beautiful with a lot of, well, I'll tell you one thing I saw that I want, but I can't do yet, is you can communicate with your past donors from within your Giving Day dashboard. And I got an email on the start of Advanced Giving and said, you gave these donations last year to this Giving Day. Press this button to repeat those donations. And before I go and check out, it says, do you want to add 10%, 25%? I'm like, oh, gosh, that's great. So that's kind of great. There are some cons. For instance, you have to collect all of the donations for your participating organizations. They don't have any other way. They use Neon Pay as the only payment processor. So all of your donations, you have to collect them as a host and then distribute the checks after the Giving Day. That is an option for some organizations. Some people choose that. We think that's a whole lot of extra work that maybe you don't necessarily have to do. There's also, oh, sorry, you can't read that in the bottom, but in comparison to the platform that we use, they don't provide graphics for hosts. There's a couple other things they don't quite do. But anyway, this is, we're talking about bells and whistles. This is one of the platforms that has them. And what we use is GiveGab. iGive Catholic has used GiveGab since 2018. They have built kind of a bespoke model for our umbrella situation. And we continually, in the spring when I was looking at our contract renewal, I went and did all this homework on all the other platforms available. And we did decide to stay with them because of all this. But really, I find that the actual campaign page for each organization is the most engaging for me when I go on there. You can put not only the customized giving amounts, but pictures and descriptions with each customized giving amount. And there's a video kind of widget that goes in there that they can put their campaign video or a video about the organization. You know, video is king. So it's right there on their page. It's got all kinds of, they have bells and whistles. Again, lots of bells and whistles. The other thing that really is a bonus for us because of our model, of our co-op model, they have a unique arrangement with Stripe that allows each organization as they register, it creates an account with Stripe to connect their own bank account so that they're receiving the donations live in real time. You know, within a 5-day processing, goes right to the organization's bank account so that you don't have to process all of that, cut all those checks, distribute them all. You don't have to deal with all of the, you know, chargebacks from donors who dispute charges or any of that. It goes right to the organization, and that is unique to GiveGab. GiveGab is the only one that has that relationship with Stripe to be able to do that, and it's a we need that because I'm not distributing 2,000 checks to 2,000 organizations. I have two staff, me and another one. Anyway, cons, it can be expensive. It is, which is why, you know, with the economy of scale model, that helps, right, to participate through iGiveCatholic. But GiveGab can be expensive. I have on here Atlanta as an example of iGiveCatholic through GiveGab. A couple of notes about that, that yes, we do use GiveGab, and so that iGiveCatholic becomes the project manager with GiveGab on behalf of our partners. We co-lead with GiveGab monthly webinars for our partners to tell them each, train them and coach them each step along the way of the campaign and templates for everything you need. They're really great about creating custom how-to articles for everything. So many resources. So you have the option to collect your donations or let your organizations receive them directly. And then...
So we give Catholic in Cleveland. We use Mighty Cause. We've been using Mighty Cause for 3 years now. We just signed a new contract, and we are really happy with them. It's very cost effective. We feel it's very user friendly on the front end, and then the back end. We love the reporting system. Their customer service. We haven't had any issues, and that's just not of me, the host, asking for help. It is with our donors. The returns, they usually get returns within 24 hours if somebody makes a mistake, and let's say they needed to give to St. Francis Xavier, but they gave to St. Francis de Sales, and that error was made. So we are really happy with them. Very low transaction and platform fee costs compared to other platforms. They're like Lisa was talking about, it's a very cost effective option for smaller organizations. We really like it because we can do PEARLs, the personalized URLs, so we can, as a host, not our parishes can't do this, but, we can get personalized URLs where we say, today's Giving Tuesday, you donated $50, like you were saying, would you like to increase it by 10, 15, 20%? So we do really like that because we have a great response rate with those personalized URLs every single year. So the third-party integrations is kind of where we would say they aren't as strong. We wish there was more, but it is a drawback for some organizations. We have kind of, because we're 4 years in, we've learned to roll with it, and we just know we can't integrate with some of the others, like Lisa can. But it is a donor advice fund. So we just like people to know that. We make it clear in their receipts. But what's really great about Mighty Cause is that we don't use Stripe. It comes straight from Mighty Cause. So once again, all of us in Cleveland, we don't have to hand out any checks. They send them. Usually checks come within a week if they're signed up through the automatic deposit.
All that to say... It's all apples and oranges and bananas and kiwis. I mean, they're all different. They're all different. Okay, so now we're going to move into important stuff, right? So if you choose to do a giving day, however, whichever platform, through iGiveCatholic, on your own, whatever, what have we seen? What have we used to see some success?
So pretty much the basics. Okay, so... If you are a diocese, you want to make sure that you are offering a invitation to your nonprofits, parishes, schools. You absolutely do not want to say, we signed up for this, and now you have to do it. Okay? So make it a friendly invitation. We always feel that pastors respond better when they know they're invited to something that the diocese is offering. So that's really important. The bishop must enthusiastically be on board. He is not the coach. He's not the team captain. He is just a cheerleader. But you need your bishop on board, ready to be by your side for all of your promotional items. If you can get in front of principals, pastors, ministry leaders, that is the way to do it. When we first started, Patrick Grace, our executive director, he went to the regional principal meetings when he had principals staring right at him, and he told them about this new campaign, and we invited them to join us. If you're able to get in front of pastors or principals or presidents of whatever you can do, and you have a audience, that is the perfect time when you have their full attention. After we spoke with all of the principals, we did an aggressive email campaign to all of our parishes and nonprofits. And that first year, we were able to sign up 140 organizations to participate.
So huge.
Very successful. And then, of course, incentives, once again, we did prizes for different deadlines, and it's just that carrot dangling in front of them. And we gave lots of deadlines just to help organizations stay on task. And we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, we've got individual slides that are coming up with some of these content areas and then examples, picture examples, but we'll probably have to, I'm trying to keep an eye on time here. But the bottom line is, if you're the convener, you're the wave maker. You're the one that's going to get that energy going. That is your role. And then all of your organizations are going to benefit from it. They can step on that raid, ride that wave, and just watch the energy build for Catholic communities. Oh, but yes, it has to be fun. You have to make it, press the easy button, make an easy button, and keep it fun and light. So one thing we mentioned, your platform dashboard and your donation process needs to be intuitive and user-friendly. So that's part of our decision about which platform to use. It needs to be user-friendly, not only for the business secretary, but for the donor. Fewest steps as possible, with that good customer service and, accepting as many different kinds of donations as you can. So mobile pay, credit card, ACH bank transfer. I forgot to mention
DAFs.
DAFs. Or cash and check. Just try to press the easy button. Make the easy button. Templates. Make it easy for your organizations to know what to do. So you provide the template that they can just customize and knock it out, put their own language, storytelling, pictures on. I give Catholic, we use Canva. Canva, gosh, man, that has been a game changer in the nonprofit world to build beautiful graphics. And now you can do all these templates. So now I give Catholic has a menu of, 24 Canva templates that we give to our participating organizations with a picture menu so they can click on it. And now I can make a customized I give Catholic postcard to send out to my constituency or a sponsor form or whatever it is. So those kinds of things just makes it easier for that busy parish secretary to just knock it out and use best practices. I give Catholic also, we look for the easy button everywhere we can. So around here, we look for potential collaborations that'll make it easier for our participants and community. And we're grateful that Flocknote and PSG's Catholic Social Media are both collaborators with us now. They have I Give Catholic libraries built into their apps. So if you're a user of that, you might see it or you may not see it if they only unlock it to I Give Catholic dioceses. But anyway, that has apparently our users have been very excited to see that because again, one step, making it easy to do to follow the steps. Oh, you want to talk about that?
Oh my goodness, of course. Okay, so we, like I mentioned, we do prizes, and I have a chart here in the, I think it's the next slide, but we believe that giving prizes, and not only it feels good to win, but like I mentioned before, it keeps you on task, and we think that's really important because we, like Lisa said, it's plug and play. We want it so easy. Now, where are we getting this money for, our prizes? Well, I bet we have to fundraise for it.
Yeah, we have some slides on that too.
But we do. We see, if there's any unrestricted gifts, in the foundation, we look to our board members. We ask people, past donors. Maybe there's past donors who donated to We Give Catholic last year, $10,000-$20,000. And we just, it's people who we already have relationships with. And that's what's so important is just building off of the relationships you already have.
This is the example of her prizes for We Give Catholic. Again, we're not going to go through them, but when you download the slide deck, you can look and see the kind of prizes that she's, I mean, they're great at the stuff. And they got 62 prizes. Is that what, I think it's the most prizes I've seen for a giving
gift. And really this column is the most important. It's deadlines. It keeps when you are busy at a parish or at a school, we are there. So it's just mini deadlines and mini wins along the way. So your campaign's a success.
To structure it.
Yep.
Oh, this is where we talk about involving your bishop. She said involving your bishop is a must. Well, she feels that way. Not all of our partners do, but the ones who do have much more successful campaigns. And we did some analytics on social media with our I Give Catholic partners and, well, our partners, our dioceses. And the videos that were posted on social media with their bishop promoting the campaign had by far the top number of likes, comments, shares, posts, you know, all these kind of things. Your community will respond to your bishop. So if you have a bishop who is willing to make a promo video for you, that is gold. And we have a couple of, you know, we list here all of the other ways your bishop can support your campaign. And we have a couple of here examples of her bishop.
This is Bishop Perez, now Archbishop Perez. He was at Cleveland. He's now in Philadelphia. Of course, he went on the morning news, a couple of different shows to talk about We Give Catholic. And here we have our amazing Bishop Molesic. And if you're an Indian or Guardians fan now, sorry, these are the hot dogs that run around. And we invited them to come, mustard, ketchup, and onion to run around on Giving Tuesday around our building as a race. And, you know, our bishops also, they go on billboards. They do videos, like Lisa said. I mean, they are willing to do anything for us.
And, again, it goes back to fun and easy. This is the fun part.
It
is. You know, keeping it lighthearted, because that's what's really going to attract attention, rather than we need you, the dourness, right? Keep it fun and light and building this community, this connection, this Catholic connection. Sponsorships. Okay. You guys know this, but I'm putting it down anyway. But the sponsorships for a giving day has amazing ROI because their gift goes so far to so many different organizations. So she was talking about for prizes. You have a different structure about how you raise money for your prizes. Many of our partners go for local business sponsors to pay for their prizes. Some of them have raised more money in sponsorships than they actually spend in prizes. So then it goes to supplement their existing costs for their giving day campaign, so their overhead. This is just a list of what to look at and think about when soliciting sponsorships. And then this is a couple of, so on the right is, you know, both of our platforms, and this I think is important when you're choosing where you're going to host your giving day, that there's a space, a visible space to recognize and acknowledge your sponsors. So this is on the I Give Catholic website. I think this is Erie's sponsor page. It doesn't even list all of them, but it's kind of the levels. Important for acknowledgement. And then on the left is just an example kind of letter that goes out, a sponsorship solicitation letter from the Diocese of Lafayette. But with I Give Catholic, we try to collect those things, share them out. We really support the use of hashtag holy plagiarism. If you do something really great, I'm going to steal it and apply it to my campaign. This is the fun part.
This is the fun part.
Promo materials and branded merch add so much energy, and it helps to get your organizations and your students and your volunteers and your administrators to do your marketing for the whole movement. And this is when you're working together. So we brought some of those. Where she has her, there's all kinds of things that you can do, right? So she has this yard sign. I Give Catholic I'm just going to mention this briefly. I Give Catholic this year opened a Shopify store, and we use Printful for on-demand printing because I can't keep merch. Right? I don't have the money to make it all at first and then hold it in storage, right? But so Printful will do it on demand, and then Shopify is my online merchant. And this is what I do because we're scattered all across the country. You could set up an arrangement with a local swag or merch shop or whatever to do whatever it is that's interesting for you that you think is beneficial to your organizations and helps them, you know, achieve their campaign, like a yard sign, like something you can take a selfie with, all these kinds of things. And we have some examples here. Yard sign for I Give Catholic, yard sign for We Give Catholic, couple things in our merch store, you know, t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, you know, beanie caps. Again, I created the merch store just for the easy button. You know, if somebody doesn't want to deal with setting that up with the local vendor, you can just order it through I Give Catholic.
And if you notice, there's no dates on any of this. So we our organizations can use these items year after year.
We talked about this, be the convener. You are going to be the one to be the leader and convener. So these are some of training sessions. We talked, some of our partners do road shows where she talked about, she did three last week.
Yes, I did.
Three in a row. But the FaceTime makes a real difference in someone actually believing and trusting that it's worth the effort. Invite somebody who's been successful to give, you know, a little bit of testimony, like proof of concept. We did this. We just followed the instructions and it worked. And goodness, we actually had fun with it. That goes a long way. So it's not us telling them, you should be doing this, but a colleague, you know, peer-to-peer sharing. All kinds of topics we've seen. You have an amazing prep rally in September. That's an all-day affair.
We do. 8:30 to 2:30, we offer free parking, free lunch, free swag. We bring in guest speakers. We do
door prizes.
Door prizes. I mean, you name it. We have so much fun. The bishop usually comes down and visits. And it's just another way, especially like in the little breakout sessions. When we do our survey, people will be like, my favorite part was the breakout session. Just because, like Lisa said, you're learning from your peers. You're learning what's working with the parish down the street from you.
Yeah.
And it just resonates so much.
You don't have to do an all-day affair, though.
You don't.
We've seen our partners do little short ones. Sometimes it's just an information session if you're just kicking off, or if you've got, you're always going to have new administrators, so you know that turnover happens. So an information session is always helpful in the spring or summer just to get the basics down. I've seen some do a really great job of kind of like a working lunch situation. Bring your lunch and your laptop and we'll build our profile pages together. So you don't have any of your colleagues bothering you. You just come to our office, bring your laptop, and I'm going to walk around. And if you get stuck or need some help, I'll help you in the moment so that when you leave, your profile page is done, and now you're ready, and you can knock that off your agenda. That's always been helpful for those that do that. And then, or sometimes you can just go to the next level once your campaign is growing. Social media tips, you know, teaching them how to use Canva, right, so that they can use all these templates that you're creating them or whatever, peer-to-peer program, all kinds of things. You know, there's it's limitless, but be the convener, be the educator.
Yes.
Right?
Here's just a couple of photos of us. This is just last week. We had one of our road shows. You can see we have a pastor. We have Sister Josephine. She's with one of our shrine. And then everyone else is from a parish ministry or school. And, you know, just the face-to-face learning is so nice. Everybody wins.
All right. One idea that I saw the Diocese of Lafayette, which P.S., I'm going to give a shout out to Diocese of Lafayette right now that they, they're a mission diocese that last year with I Give Catholic crossed the $1 million mark on their Giving Tuesday campaign. $1 million in the Diocese of Lafayette, Louisiana. But you know, why do they do it? It's because they've invested in it and building that energy and that momentum. So one thing they do that I thought was really brilliant that I wanted to share with you is they have a celebration event after the Giving Day and they intentionally collect all donations and distribute them as checks because they have this event. Come to our breakfast. Come to our coffee and beignets where the sponsor can give a prize check to the winning organization and they receive their check for their donations. But it's also an opportunity to storytell and to network and, you know, celebrate generosity in general.
I bet they have 100% participation if you're getting a check there, right?
Well, you would
you're getting money.
Right, yeah. I mean, do you want to get your check in the mail or do you want to get some biscuits and coffee? I mean, come on. That looks like a beautiful invitation. So this is from Lafayette. All right. Oh, gosh. We maybe need to jump through a lot of this stuff, but we have some of the stuff that we've collected over the years, that some things that people are afraid of, that we feel like it's misconceptions versus, okay, but these are the real challenges that you're going to have to just know up front that you're going to have to do. And so I'm just going to say them and not read them, right? The donor, it's not going to overtax your donors because they're going to get excited about it. If it's exciting, if it's fun, if it's connecting them to something bigger, it's going to be fun and they're going to want to participate. Sometimes some of our partners want to do just schools or just parishes or they want to register all of the schools for them. And I really don't recommend that. One, because you never know which ministry is going to come up with some enthusiasm and just have this knockout campaign. If they're not eligible, then they don't have the opportunity to be that trailblazer. Just open wide the doors. And if you auto-register these parishes and schools, they might feel like this is an obligation or a push rather than an invitation and an opportunity to use this free resource. Too much work, it might be if you try to do it Jackie's way. But we try to make it easy. No, seriously, like 75% of her job is the Giving Day. But we try to make it easy, and a lot of our partners say it takes them a couple hours a week. So with our templates, you follow the plan. You use our program manager, it's manageable. Real challenges.
Oh.
Recruitment.
Yes, recruiting.
But those live in-person things make a big difference. The incentives make a big difference. You need to pay for those prizes if you're going to offer them. So you need to go find those sponsors. Peer-to-peer matches and challenges are next level items. So like you're not necessarily going to go after that first year. So you have to learn how to do it to then empower your organizations because they can be transformational. I'll just say mm-hmm. this point, when we look at our analytics on our organizations, 2,000 organizations, the organizations who have a match raise 10 times more than those who don't have a match.
Ten times. I mean, that is unbelievable.
It's a big number.
And it's so true. We see it all the time.
Yeah. All right. So this is I Give Catholic, some of the transparency, co-op model, the fee. So a diocese or foundation pays a $4,000 annual fee to I Give Catholic to be, you know, part of our group. There's a 25% discount for mission dioceses. And Catholic Extension, hello, Tom. Thank you very much, Tom Reardon. since 2018 has been offering a grant to mission dioceses to have an additional, a financial contribution to underwrite your expensive for I Give Catholic. The first year, there's a $500 surcharge to just build out your site. GiveGob charges more for us than that, but we are investing in you, so we'll take it anyway. Again, with I Give Catholic, like I said, we try to press the easy button and make easy buttons over and over again to make it easier for you. Oh, gosh. Now you got to go.
Okay. We'll make this quick. If you're independent, like Cleveland, it is resource intensive. All those tools that Lisa said that she creates for you, my team and I, we have to create ourselves. I mean, time, staff, expertise. I rely on our relationship managers to get the sponsorships, our in-house graphic designer, our comms department, our executive director. Day of, our entire foundation, it's all hands on deck. And then there's two other people on my team. So there's a lot of time that goes into it if you want to go the independent route. Marketing challenges, I have to create everything on my own, like I just said. I want to make it plug and play for everybody in Northeast Ohio, but it takes a lot of work on the back end. And then technology challenges, I have to go and and the legal team has to do some research on all the different platforms that we might consider using. And that takes a ton of time. We just signed our contract. I mean, we were working on this for 4 months. Just because you have to vet all the companies. So it is a lot of work. We have had huge success in Cleveland. But if we didn't mention these three points right here, you guys would, I just want to be transparent for sure.
This is the timeline for I Give Catholic Partners. She said her timeline is very similar, so she didn't need another slide. But it is a kind of a year-round thing. But for us, if you want to participate in I Give Catholic on Giving Tuesday, the deadline to commit is right around Memorial Day. So in the spring, I'll be reaching out to everyone to say, all right, now is the time for you to ask us questions. We can offer you presentations to show you all about what we are and what we aren't. And then June through August is when we set everything up. And you're basically doing the same thing, setting everything up to set up the site, all of your resources and updating all of these things, all the configurations and preparing so that your organizations can start registering mid-August. For us, it closes on November 1st. It's probably similar for you. Mm-hmm. September and October, you're training and supporting your organization its administrators, Advanced Giving, Giving Tuesday. We accept offline donations for 10 days following Giving Tuesday because we provide envelope. OSV has been our biggest and most loyal and generous sponsor since 2018, and they print, they make custom I Give Catholic envelopes, offertory envelopes every year, and print and mail them to as many as any of our partner dioceses wants right to them. So you can get 10,000, 20,000 envelopes that then you distribute to your participants to use. So those envelopes may be coming in after the giving day. And you want to keep entering those offline gifts. If you're trying to finish your matches and challenges, come on, we can do it. We want to finish this match and challenge so you can keep celebrating that generosity. And then us in late February, I think it's a similar time, we kind of do an analysis, debrief, check in and say, okay, so let's look ahead and think about what we're going to do. It's really, I love that we can, and Jackie participates in that, to kind of shared learning. What have we learned? How can we support one another to grow? And with, 5 minutes? Do we have any questions?
Wow.
We wore him out.
Yes, Sarah. I mean, whoever you might be in the second row.
When did you realize you were born for this?
For the purposes of the recording.
Okay, yeah, for posterity.
When did you realize you were born for this?
Let's see. Yeah, she is my colleague. Let's see. I learned I was born for this last April.
No, any real questions?
Yes.
So if you're not born for this,
yeah,
and you want to just go and pay your $4,000-ish mm-hmm. dollars, what is the advantage? Has it been to you? Are you raising 30, 40, 50% more than if you felt, or is it just energy in your actual diocese that has made it valuable?
So are you speaking for Cleveland?
Yes.
And how much we've raised?
Yes.
So last year we raised $3.6 million in our diocese. So, oh, thank you.
Lisa, what's the average your clients? Or your
I couldn't even tell you an average, quite honestly. But let's see. New Orleans raised $1.7 million last year. Philadelphia, $2.7 million. Say it, Corey. $2.1 million last year. Philadelphia is around that $2 million mark. I will tell you, my one of my loves and what I'm leaning into IGIV Catholic is shared learning. So this is a great thing about our relationship with Jackie, because I point all of our partners. I'm like, you get to do this cheaper and with less time investment through IGIV Catholic. Now go steal everything that she's doing and do it in your diocese so that you can raise $3 million. So we really are trying. Jackie participates in all of our monthly partner webinars. We do a one-hour webinar for all of our partners, June through November. May is an orientation one. But Jackie participates in those as an active member, and we'll do a partner spotlight at the end if somebody does something interesting and successful to share with the group so that we can learn from her so that you don't have to spend all that time and still take all of their great ideas and apply them locally and start to see that success. Brian over here in Niebrug, St. Louis started 3 years ago. Was it last year's your third campaign? Is that right? St. Louis started 3 years ago. Third campaign, and I think you were telling me the first year was about $100,000 and $140,000, then $230,000, and then last year it jumped up to $800,000, which got people really excited about the potential for the next year. And that's the magic in a giving day, and we've seen it with parishes too, is that when you feel like you're on a winning team, all of a sudden that energy starts building, and then the sky's the limit. So can't really answer your question, because it's all apples and oranges. We tell our partners, choose your own adventure.
We sponsor about 20 mission dioceses for IGIV Catholic, sometimes 25. And small dioceses can be very successful with this program. I've seen dioceses start in the first year only raise $5,000 or $10,000, and then 3 years later are raising $150,000 to $200,000 that are going to their parishes. And in these small parishes and small dioceses, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it's not $2.1 million, but $10,000 in a small parish can make a big difference. And this is money that they wouldn't see otherwise.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We support the success of IGIV Catholic because of what we see it does for small parishes.
I think we're out of time. Are there any more questions? There's one question here. Can we have one more question here?
One more question.
Squeeze in 1 minute. Sorry.
Are there any parishes who do this on their own? Or
oh,
does
plenty.
It need to be under the umbrella
of
the diocese?
Oh, I see what you're saying. IGIV Catholic. So in IGIV Catholic, we have a page for Catholic education for Catholic schools who are in dioceses, do not partner with IGIV Catholic, and for national ministries. So either a ministry whose services go beyond the geographical boundaries of their diocese, or they're in a diocese that doesn't partner with IGIV Catholic. So they can participate in IGIV Catholic for a $250 annual fee, and our program manager that supports our partner administrators will support those organization administrators. Parishes cannot participate in IGIV Catholic independently. They have to go through their diocese.
Yep. So two things. Please fill out your survey. And then Lisa and I are always looking for content for social media. So we're going to take a selfie right now. So you guys are all going to be in our selfie. So you can stand up or put your hands up or just please smile. Because we love smiling faces.
Yeah.
Oh,
perfect.
All right.
Generosity.
1, 2, 3.
All right. Thanks, y'all. All right. Yeah. Don't, like Jackie said, don't forget to fill out the survey. And thank you so much.
We have some merch items, flyers.
Thank you so much to our speakers for their sharing their information and their enthusiasm.